The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40 on this Friday morning. Nice looking day out there, but chilly. Grab your jacket. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. If you have been driving at the north end of Port Huron at all over the last month, you know that there is a bit of road construction going on, and it's a long-term project. And I think as soon as it started, people started asking, well, what's going to happen with cruise weekend this year? Joining us right now is Fort Gratiot Township Community Development Director Sharon Wilton. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Paul.
This had to have been a big concern when you heard about this impending construction, and then when you saw it, it was like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with cruise night?
Absolutely. We, in our planning stages, were definitely concerned, and we're happy to say that there will not be any construction that weekend of cruise night and the carnival and all the activities. The lanes will still be closed, but there won't be any construction, so that will lessen any opportunity for them to have to block other lanes.
That'll help.
It will help. So we are doing our normal pit stops for cars to stop at 8 different locations in the northern part of the township to pick up some goodies, and then they can be entered into a contest at the end. And we're keeping those pit stops further north so that people can get into the cruise area, you know, via Gratiot or, you know, through Bottoms in the back way. So
this is the last weekend in June, and that's always, if you're wondering, well, when is cruise night this year? It's always the last weekend in June, right?
That's correct. So the carnival will start on June 23rd and run until the 26th. Cruise night is Friday the 24th. And then on Saturday is the car show, and that will be from 10 until 3 in the Birchwood Mall parking lot in the old Sears location. And then we'll have fireworks that night at dusk, and then the carnival leaves on Sunday. So cool. It's going to be a full weekend.
It does make for a fun weekend, and it brings a lot of people out, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and I know people are excited to be able to attend this year.
It did happen. I mean, the last 2 years, everything has been a little bit different, and so, you know, it hasn't been quite the same, has it?
That's correct. 2 years ago, we canceled, obviously because of COVID, and then we held the event last year. Cruise night was a total monsoon, and so people did still come out. It was still a fun night. Wet, but it was a fun night, and the carnival was successful. They did have to shut down for a full day, but they had a great weekend as well.
And there's one thing that you can't guarantee is the weather, and we do tend to get rain that weekend.
Yes, I don't know why that is, but it does happen. And, of course, we don't want to postpone or try to reschedule because a lot of planning goes into this event, and so it will happen rain or shine, and people come out on Friday nights with their, maybe not with their classic cars because they don't want to get them wet or, you know, dirty, of course, but yeah. Lots of other people come out. And there'll still be a DJ at Cheap Charlie's, one at Culver, and one at Big Boy, so a lot of activity going on.
And those are places that tend to do a lot of car activities throughout the summer. You see, you know, starting probably any time now, people bringing out their old classic cars all summer long.
That's true. Big Boy and then Culver also is doing the same. And I think Culver's going to start their cruise nights mid-May.
Cool.
I'm not sure about Big Boy, but yeah it's a lot of fun.
That's always, and it always tells you that summer's here, doesn't
it? You got it, yes.
What else going on in Fort Gratiot these days?
Oh, gosh. So Cirque Italia is going to be coming to Birchwood Mall. They were there a few, probably 3 or 4 years ago. It's a water circus. They're coming in the end of May. So that's good. And, of course, we're busy with projects and looking forward to the Fort Gratiot Place apartments. They're on their third building. There'll be 180 apartments there on Craft Road by the Social Security office. And just lots of other projects in the work. We're busy.
You mentioned the mall. If people have not been to the mall lately, that place is booming these days.
It really is. So with the new owners, they've really encouraged local entrepreneur businesses opening, and I believe they're on the 15th opening of a business since they opened, or they sold a year and a half ago. So that's really, really exciting.
Yeah, it's different kinds of businesses. I mean, it's a different concept for a shopping mall, but it really is kind of neat to see so many local businesses there.
Absolutely. It's nice to have people in, and I think people are really enjoying the new stores that are in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Sharon, if people have questions or want to know more about cruise weekend coming up at the end of June, is there a website or Facebook page or something where people can go?
Yes, there is. We're on Facebook. It's the Fort Gratiot Business Association. The website is fortgratiotba.org. And you can also register there to sign up for the cruise show, the car show.
It is going to be here before you know it. We say it's 2 months away. Those 2 months go by really quick, don't they?
It's going to go by really fast. We have a lot of planning still to do and preparation, but we're really excited to be able to have this event.
Well, and good news that the construction will be suspended. Even though the lanes will be limited, it's going to be a little more congested. People are going to have to be patient, as we have been for the last several weeks going through that area.
Absolutely. I think it's best to plan ahead if you need to be someplace at a certain time. Yeah. You know, take Gratiot, go another way through Bottoms into town. I know it's frustrating, but it's going to be nice when it's done, for sure.
It is, yeah, it's much needed, absolutely. And those businesses along there, I feel bad for them, because a lot of times people say, oh, I'm not going to go there, it's too hard to get in. It's really not that hard to get in and out of parking lots, I've found.
It's really not, as long as you go with the flow of the construction and don't try to turn in a direction that's going to create a lot of traffic backup. But there's a lot of ways to get around, and a lot of side streets, and so I think if you're just patient, like you said, and then also plan ahead, definitely.
Planning ahead is the thing to do, and that's obviously what you've done with Cruise Weekend, so we can't wait. It's going to be a lot of
fun. Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Sharon, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Sharon Wilton with us from Fort Gratiot Township on WPHM 746. Our time. We'll take a look at the weather forecast in a moment. Let's check in with Caleb Gordon real quick, see what's happening in our news headlines today.